Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. Again, to me, it's a reference of Israel. He leaveth the flock. He's a Jew, but he's not regarding the God of his fathers. He leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. And his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Why is that so important? Because when we read in Revelation chapter number 13, we're going to read about the Antichrist, how he dies. He receives a deadly wound. We're going to look at that next week. And whether you not believe he actually died, we'll talk about next week, or he was just unconscious or whatever. I believe he died, and I'll give you the reasons for that. And he rose. He came to life again. Only one person ever resurrected with a glorified body. Who was that? Well, there's some that came out after him, but I'm saying the first was Jesus Christ. There was a lot that rose from the dead. Lazarus come forth, and when he came, he still had his fleshly body. Remember, was Elijah or Elisha laid on that widow's son? Who was that, you Bible scholars? Elijah? Elisha, thank you. Laid on that guy, and he rose from the dead, you know, but he was still in his flesh. Only one rose from the dead, the first, that was Jesus Christ. He was resurrected. The Antichrist will just simply raise from the dead. Okay, and we'll get into that next week, and y'all may get mad at me about this, but we'll look at that next week. Anyway, verse number 17 refers to that deadly wound, Zechariah 11. It talks about the sword shall be upon his arm, and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Could it be that he is assassinated, shot in the head, on the right side of his face? Again, I'm just trying to put these things together. We know there's a deadly wound, and that's pretty deadly if you get shot in the head and your right eye is darkened and it causes some kind of paralysis. And his right arm shall be clean dried up, probably caused because of the injury to his eye, his head. He's dead and he rises. Anybody has that? Are y'all following? Okay. We'll look more about this next week. So that's some ideas of his names, who he is, not by identifying him, because we don't know who he is. I just believe he's out there somewhere. And then I have six things quickly about his personal characteristics, and I've got to run through these quick. Number one, he's going to be an intellectual genius. And I have a note here, that means he cannot come from Polk County. He's going to be smart, all right? Daniel chapter number 8, verse number 23. Daniel 8:23. Let me get this right. Yeah. And in the latter time of their kingdom, and the transgressors are come to full, a king of fierce countenance and of understanding dark sentences shall stand up. He can be very intelligent. Very intelligent. I got as much I could say, but I need to move on. Number two, he's going to be not only an intellectual genius, he's going to be an oratorical genius. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 36, speaking of this Antichrist, where he says, the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things. He's going to be a great orator. Remember when Obama was... That's why people thought Obama was Antichrist. Remember when he was campaigning years ago? And it just seems like yesterday. Where has time gone? And he went all over, even in Germany, all over, and people would just faint. Oh, remember that kind of thing? Because he was such a great orator. I didn't see it. But anyway, the Bible describes him as an intellectual genius. Antichrist is a great orator. He's going to be a commercial genius. In other words, he's going to be as wise and business savvy in Daniel chapter 11, verse number 43. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. He'll have great power. In other words, we're going to come to find out he's going to have a one world economy. He can be a commercially a great genius. Revelation 13, we didn't read that, but we didn't go into Revelation 13 earlier. But it mentions about verse number 16. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, and I believe it a literal mark, or in their heads, and no man might buy or sell save he that had a mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So he's going to be a commercially genius, business savvy. He's going to be politically savvy. The one world government we see in Revelation chapter number 17. He's going to defeat all the kings that are around him, rise up the other power that comes up. Revelation 17, 11 and 2. And the beast that was and is not, and even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. We'll talk about that when we get there. And the 10 horns which thou sawest, or 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but one receive, but receive power as one king with 1 hour with the beast. So we see politically, he's going to rise up above everybody else and create a one world government. He's going to be a military genius. Revelation chapter 6, verse number 2. And I saw, behold, a white horse, and him that sat on it had given him a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquer and to conquer. Remember, we talked about the seals. He's going to be a military genius, conquering all the people around him. And then we see in Revelation 13, 2, again, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. We'll get into that next week. And his feet were as feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, Satan, gave him his power and his seat with great authority. He's going to be a military genius. And then he's going to be a religious genius. We're going to have one world economy, a one world government, and one world religion. Revelation 13, 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain, from the foundation of the world. A lot going on about the Antichrist. And again, I'm going to close with this. We ain't going to be here. We're going to be in heaven. But some awful things are going to take place on this earth during the tribulation period. And the Antichrist will not be revealed. Until the middle of the tribulation period. The first 3.5 years, he's kind of gaining power and influence in the world. And then in the middle of the tribulation period, Satan is cast out of heaven. Remember, we looked at that. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil and his angels are cast down to you. The middle of the week. We're going to find out that the Antichrist is slain. Receives a deadly wound, and he rises again. And people will say, who can defeat him? He was dead, and now he liveth. And the Bible says that the whole world wondered after him and marveled after him because it took place. We're looking at it next week in Scripture. And let me put it this way, and I got to close. I got to quit. I told you that I was excited, and I didn't get half of what I want to get to today. If you've never been saved, now listen to me, and if Jesus Christ comes today, all hope for you is lost. You cannot be, if Jesus Christ comes today, and you've heard the gospel today, you won't be saved tomorrow. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells you that God will send a strong delusion, a mental strain, that you're going to be believe the lie. What lie? The lie of the Antichrist, and you will be damned because you receive not the truth. Today is a day of salvation. Call upon him while he's near. Call upon him while he may be found. Because if he comes today, my friend, and you don't have Christ, it's over for you. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for truth of Scripture. Lord, we thank you most of all for Jesus, the Christ, our Savior. Lord, and again, it's our prayer. Lord, it's my prayer for somebody here that doesn't know you as Savior, that they'll turn to you before it's too late. Lord, bless our morning worship. Doug, as he stands before us, the singing, Lord, that you'll be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.